This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. Activity picked up on the Cameron Peak fire yesterday north of Rocky Mountain National Park. Fort Collins residents saw ash falling at their homes. Fire managers asked some residents west of the city to prepare to leave but did not order a mandatory evacuation on Saturday. They expect to see more fuels burning and more smoke in the sky through tomorrow before things cool off. State officials are urging people to recreate responsibly over the Labor Day weekend. The coronavirus pandemic has led to record visitation numbers across Colorado, and that's increased needs for park maintenance. Park Ranger Michelle Subert says it's important to be aware of current limitations on public lands.
Be careful with fire and abide by all the fire restrictions. Respect our wildlife. And lastly, be kind and inclusive to others who are also enjoying the great outdoors.
There is currently a statewide ban on campfires and other open flames as Colorado deals with extreme fire conditions. The state also encourages social distancing on public lands. Nearly every student athlete at Colorado State University has opted in to participate in fall training. About a dozen athletes decided to sit out their team's trainings, which are set to continue despite the fact that competitions are canceled due to the pandemic. In July, CSU had 17 student athletes test positive for the coronavirus. Denver has a high of 98 today. This is CPR News and KRCC.